Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, July 30th. Why did the USS Fort Worth only serve half of its expected lifespan? More on that next, but first, the headlines. A new report says artificial intelligence is more likely to impact how a job is performed than it is to replace the job entirely. The report from the San Diego Workforce Partnership looks at what AI will mean for local labor and employers. The report says there's a real need to train workers to adapt to AI and to offer career navigation and support services. It does suggest that some jobs, what it calls lower adaptive capacity jobs, might suffer, but it says things like judgment, communication, and collaboration will still be needed as AI cannot yet replicate those things. Olive Grove Community Park in Claremont has reopened after a two-year construction project. The $6.5 million park upgrade includes walkways that are now Disabilities Act compliant, an upgraded restroom and children's play area, a new parking lot and basketball courts, and upgraded landscaping and irrigation. Olive Grove Community Park first opened in 1970. Vehicle thefts in San Diego County have decreased for a second year in a row. The California Highway Patrol says more than 8,000 vehicles were stolen in San Diego County in 2025. And while that's still a lot, the CHP says it's a 25% drop compared to the year before. The Highway Patrol says the entire state saw a similar decline. The CHP credits its prevention and enforcement efforts. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. The Navy decommissioned the USS Fort Worth yesterday in San Diego. Military reporter Andrew Dyer says after just 14 years, the ship served only half of its expected lifespan.
A Navy band plays Garth Brooks before the ceremony gets underway at Naval Base San Diego. The base is all the USS Fort Worth has known for years. It hasn't been underway since 2021. Commander Dana Canby is the ship's captain.
You do not join the Navy to decommission ships. You join the Navy to take ships to sea.
Design flaws in the ship's engineering system, too expensive to repair, also doomed several other littoral combat ships. Canby says the ship did a lot in its short life to test new systems and concepts for the Navy, like crew rotations.
As the Navy really explored the multi-crew concept, we helped shape a lot of that doctrine for the Navy.
The Fort Worth entered service in 2012. It's the eighth littoral combat ship to decommission early. Its next home will be the Navy's mothball fleet in Bremerton, Washington, where it'll be useful to other ships as a source of spare parts. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Hurricane Genevieve off the west coast of Mexico is sending powerful waves to Southern California. Video journalist Matthew Bowler says big waves and hot temps mean danger for swimmers and another busy week for lifeguards.
San Diego Lifeguard Chief James Gartland says south-facing beaches like Windon Sea and Blacks are seeing the most powerful swells and putting more pressure on San Diego's lifeguards.
And Windon Sea, for example, they made 107 rescues on Saturday last week.
Alex Tardy is with Weather Echo. He says not only are the waves big, but the coming heat wave could set records.
So we're talking maybe 115 in our deserts, hitting 120 in Palm Springs.
The heat could draw large crowds at San Diego's beaches this weekend. Chief Gartland wants people to be safe.
Swim at a beach with a lifeguard. Swim in a designated swimming area. And when you get to that beach, ask that lifeguard, where is a good safe place to swim and where should you go?
Surfer Ryan Yabara says he's been surfing since he could walk, and he has a warning for new surfers.
Like, hey man, you're gonna become a statistic and it's pretty gnarly out here.
Matthew Bowler, KPBS News.
The La Mesa City Council on Tuesday revived a Sandag study that offers a glimpse of how the city's downtown trolley station might change in the decades ahead. One option in La Mesa would be to raise the tracks above the ground. Another puts them below street level. A third is a combo design that puts some tracks at street level and others above. The Sandag official at the meeting acknowledged that all of these options are still very much on the drawing board.
There's still a long path ahead, a lot more work to be done to move any of these ideas forward.
Each design option comes with high price tags. Sandag's estimated cost for the aerial design is about $569 million. The below-ground option would be almost $741 million. The council did not take any further action on the study. Students from tribal bands and nations from Southern California last week gathered at Barona Indian Reservation for a series of workshops on art and culture. East County reporter Elaine Alfaro met some of the attendees who shared what the workshops and lessons mean to them.
My name is Talia and I'm 14 years old.
Talia Baller is at a sewing workshop at the Barona Recreation Center. She's learning to make ribbon skirts, which have deep cultural and personal significance in Native American communities.
I like chose like the butterflies to like represent like the woman in my family and stuff, and like the powerful like bloodline. And then I liked how it was teal because I love the ocean and like blue and stuff.
Talia is paired with Melody Sees from the Los Coyotes Reservation. Melody helps her learn the meaning behind the sewing of the skirts.
The significance of bird skirts is, it's like, you know, somebody taught me and our job is to pass it on. So that's what I'm doing, is passing on what I was taught.
The skirts represent a symbol of identity and connect to other traditions like bird singing. Melody says they helped tell the Los Coyotes Band of Cahuilla and Cupeño Indians' creation story.
If we don't teach the young people how to do these things, then they're not going to know and they're not going to understand like what they're all about.
Talia is one of roughly 80 students who attended the two-day gathering hosted last week by the Native Youth Foundation. Nations and bands who sponsored the event included the Barona Band of Mission Indians, Siquan Band of the Kumeyaay Nation, San Pascual Band of Mission Indians, and more. In addition to the sewing workshops, students learned beading, pottery, and singing, among other activities. They've made changes in recent years to align with the interests of the students.
3 years ago, we had sports mainly. None of the kids really went to them. They went to all the beading, the fashion design, more the culture stuff.
That's Keith Vasquez. He's one of the organizers of the event.
Now, year three, we're all in. It's all really culture workshops and fashion.
He says the connection between the teachers and youth is by design.
Whether it's with the fashion, whether it's with the culture, the gourd, that those kids can gain a mentor, gain an uncle and auntie to help them, you know, live through this life.
Manuel Navarro is a councilman for the Barona Band of Mission Indians. He's been part of an effort to preserve and teach bird singing, which connects to Talia's skirt. The songs and dances are one of the ways they tell and pass down their history.
I think bird singing, it helps create and strengthen our identity of who we are. A lot of these songs, depending where you come from, bird or, you know, Ilsha, the different styles and variations, they have different stories, but all together, they bring us together and our people together. And one of the things I like to say when I talk to people in a group about our people is, this is so important because we don't want our ancestors to be forgotten. We want them to continue through us, through our knowledge, through our life, through our breath.
Vasquez says it's important for the youth to know their people's history.
I know we all are thinking for our future, right? But in order to help our future, I got to think about my past, to think about what did I need not to go down those roads, and what would have prevented me from doing A, B, and C. So when you put two and two together, this came like, I wish kids could know their identity. I wish I could know my identity more as a Native American man, right? Know my language more, know my teachings more and all that.
Not far from Talia, in the main auditorium, 10-year-old Lania Spencer works with beads. She shared why it was important to her to learn.
When it comes to art culture, it's like very, very cool. Like people that she didn't know about, and they did this, then like stuff that you can remember and keep forever.
The students put on a fashion show at the end of the workshops. Here again is Talia.
I'm excited because it's been like a long journey to like make it and stuff, and so I'm like excited to like show it off.
She and her fellow students are ensuring the fabric of their culture is stitched between the past and future. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
An anti-theft system is supposed to make your car safer from thieves. But researchers at UCSD found a glitch in one local system that could affect thousands of cars in Southern California. North County reporter Alexander Wen has tips on how to reset the system to be sure it's working properly.
Imagine parking your car in a secure location with the doors locked, with an anti-theft security system activated, and returning to find the door open and your belongings gone, or even worse, your car stolen. That's a possibility if you have the car security systems installed. That's because car uses a universal Bluetooth key to access its system. Dishan Paskar is the co-author of the study at UCSD.
That essentially made it so that we could create another version of that app ourselves and use that to unlock every single vehicle that has the security system.
He says this affects more than 2 million cars in Southern California. If you have the system, Carr says, to download its app and follow the instructions to update the firmware. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. The Pod Today was edited by Ted Robbins and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day.